Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Up until 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
95.3 Bailrig FM.
And welcome to another edition of Classical Guest. My name's Martin, I'm a really old alumnus of the university, and it's good to be back on campus right at the end of term. I hope most of you are recovering from exams and looking forward to a really good summer vacation, or indeed possibly graduating and starting jobs. So we're going to start off now, straight away, with Metallica, Nothing Else Matters, a song sung by this heavy metal band. A power ballad, it was released on April the 20th, 1992, as the third single from their self-titled fifth studio album in 1991. The song peaked at number 11 on the Billboard album Rock Tracks chart. Try saying that when you're sober. Number 6 on the UK. Recognised as one of Metallica's best-known and most popular songs, it has become a staple in live performances.
Oh,
ránju vil eg tacht her sale og li armele mar garde gøyri hennes ni frank na spani es kudde si the ruiger valiv ho roge de va ho ale ho roge de va ho ale ho roge de va ho
This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to change tempo once more. I've been walking around campus today and I've noticed loads and loads of students must have gone down for the summer, in actual fact. They finish their exams and then they desert us and flee back to their roost. But it's also nice to be back on campus. I'm really enjoying it. On with the show. We're going to listen now to Procol Harum, a whiter shade of pale, a classic, classic English rock band formed in Southend-on-Sea in Essex in 1967, and they're singing this classic rock song. This is their best-known recording, the 1967 hit single, A Whiter Shade of Pale, one of the few singles to have sold more than 10 million copies. And although noted for their Baroque and classical influence, believe it or not, Procol Harum's music is described as psychedelic rock and proto-prog with hints of the blues, R&B and soul. That's for all of you music theory enthusiasts. Okay, I hope you enjoy this. Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Thank you.
Gosh, that brings back so many memories for me. I remember as a young 16-year-old going out to a local music shop and buying a vinyl 45 RPM recording of that, getting back home and listening to it on my battered old record player, and then mum and dad coming in and saying, "What rubbish is this?" But it was great anyway. I love that song. We're going to go on now to The Doors and one of their most famous tracks, Light My Fire, a song by the American rock band The Doors, although it was principally written as by the band's guitarist, Robert Bobby Krieger. Songwriting was credited to the entire band. Recognised as one of the finest and earliest examples of psychedelic rock, it was recorded in 1966 and released in January 1967 on their eponymous debut album. Due to its erotic lyrics and innovative structure, the track is widely regarded as an anthem of the 1960s psychedelia and counterculture movements. The Doors.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Again, that was a song I was brought up on. I was 15 when that came out, and I remember listening to that avidly. That song, by the way, was banned by a number of radio stations for its content and its psychedelic tendencies by stations across the world, in particular in America. We're going to listen now to an old classic, The Beatles. Not many people will have not heard of The Beatles, and we're going to listen to Penny Lane. And this is a song released as a double A-side single with Strawberry Fields Forever in February 1967. It was written primarily by Paul McCartney, who, by the way, played here at the Great Hall with his band Wings. And this is credited to the Lennon-McCartney songwriting partnership. The lyrics refer to Penny Lane, a street in Liverpool, and evoke the sights and characters McCartney recalled from his upbringing in the city of city.
Bailrig FM.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say, straight
been talking, you can do a tour in Liverpool and they'll take you around places like Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. And I come from Warrington and I remember going to Liverpool many, many times. And I've actually been to the Cavern Club, but unfortunately I never saw the Beatles there. So that's one of not one of my claims to fame. We're going to listen now to, we're going to change the tempo yet again, and we're going to listen to Ode to Billy Joe, a song by American singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry, released by Capitol Records in July 1967, and later used as the title track of her debut album. 5 weeks after its release, the song topped Billboard's pop singles chart. It also appeared in the top 10 of the adult contemporary and hot R&B singles charts and in the top 20 of the hot country songs list. The song takes the form of a first-person narrative performed in a half-spoken style by the daughter of a family over a sparse acoustic guitar accompaniment with strings in the background. It tells of a rural Mississippi family's reaction to the news of the suicide of Billy Joe McAllister, a local boy to whom the daughter has a connection unbeknownst to her family. The song's cryptic lyrics received widespread attention, leaving its audience intrigued as to what the narrator and Billy Joe threw off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Gentry later clarified that she intended the song to portray the family's indifference to the suicide in what she deemed a study in unconscious cruelty. She also remarked that the object thrown was irrelevant to the message.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Okay, we're going to move on now to Massachusetts, 1967, a song by the Bee Gees, written by Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb, and released in 1967. Robin Gibb sang lead vocals on this song, and it would become one of his staple songs to perform during both Bee Gees concerts and his solo appearances. It later appeared on their 1968 album, Horizontal. The song was written in the Regis Hotel, New York City, during a tour of the United States. The song was intended as an antithesis to flower power anthems of the time, such as Let's Go to San Francisco and San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, in that the protagonist had been to San Francisco to join the hippies, but was now homesick. The idea of the lights having gone out in Massachusetts was to suggest that everyone had gone to San Francisco. The Bee Gees had never actually been to Massachusetts when they recorded the song. They just liked the unusual sound of the name, containing the repeated letter S.
News, your sport. This is 95.3 Bale Rig F.
Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
We're going to bring us back up to date now. We're going to listen to American Requiem, Beyoncé from Cowboy Carter. Also referred to as Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and is the 8th studio album by American singer and songwriter Beyoncé, released on March the 29th, 2024 by Parkwood Entertainment and Columbia Records. It's a concept album. Cowboy Carter is the second of a planned trilogy of albums following Renaissance in 2022. Beyoncé conceived the album as a journey through a reinvention of Americana, spotlighting the overlooked contributions of black pioneers to American musical and cultural history. It's a genre-blending album rooted in country music. Cowboy Carter is influenced by Beyoncé's upbringing in Texas, incorporating eclectic styles of music of the southern United States. Conceptually, the album is presented as a radio broadcast with country singers Dolly Parton, Linda Martell, and Willie Nelson acting as disc jockeys. The album's songs feature rising black country artists such as Shaboozy, Tana Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tierra Kennedy, Raina Roberts, and Willie Jones. The music is driven by a range of acoustic instruments played by musicians, including Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, and Nile Rodgers, among others.
Look at it.
Okay, I was just saying to Ellis, and Ellis, of course, again, has got me out of the deep doodahs, because I had forgotten which track we're coming up with next, and Ellis very kindly reminded me. We're going to listen to Respect by Aretha Franklin, and it's a cover of a song originally written and recorded by Otis Redding. Many of you will have heard Otis Redding, one of the finest black American soul singers ever. And Franklin rearranged this and reshaped it to give the perspective of a woman, as opposed to Redding's male perspective. The music in the two versions is significantly different. While a few changes in the lyrics resulted in different narratives around the theme of human dignity that have been interpreted as commentaries on gender roles, relationships, and respect. Franklin's rendition of the song was released on April the 10th, 1967 by Atlantic Records as the second single from her breakthrough debut Atlantic album, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. On its release, the song became an immediate hit, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100, where it stayed for 2 weeks and won Franklin two Grammy Awards at the 1968 ceremony, including the first of eight consecutive Grammys for the Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. The song has since been held as a protest album, thanks to its connections to both the civil rights movement of the 1960s and the second wave feminist movement of the 1970s. It has been heralded as Franklin's signature song, despite her celebrated career of hit singles spanning 30 years and more. In 1998, Franklin re-recorded the tune for addition to the film and soundtrack to Blues Brothers 2000.
Live from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Okay, we're nearly at the end of the show, and now we're going to listen to a track which has been requested by Ellis. Because I said to her, I said, we've got a choice now to finish before the final track of the show, and this is Ellis's choice. So this is just for Ellis, okay? It's Losing My Religion by REM. The title phrase is an expression from the southern United States that means losing one's temper or civility. or feeling frustrated and desperate. Nothing at all to do with losing your religion. Stipe said the song was about romantic expression and unrequited love. The lines, "That's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight," were originally, "That's me in the corner, that's me in the kitchen," describing a person at a social event too shy to approach the person they like. Stipe compared the theme to "Every Breath You Take," 1983, by The Police, saying, "It's just a classic obsession pop song. I've always felt the best kinds of songs are the ones where anybody can listen to it, put themselves in it and say, yeah, that's me."
Brought me to my knees, pale.
Okay, we're going to come up now to the end of the show, the very, very last track. But before we go, I want to thank Ellis for all of her technical wizardry in helping me to get this show off the ground. Without her, this would not be possible, I assure you. And I would also like to thank all the people here at Balerig FM for allowing this old codger to come back and do a show like this. It's been really enjoyable, and I hope you've enjoyed it soon. The last track coming up now is Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And it's a song that when I first heard it in 1970 from the album Deja Vu, I was so struck by it, it has remained one of my firm favourites ever since. Written by Graham Nash in 1968.
Then when your youth may see the truth before they can die,
teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Keep secrets serving body, oh, ain't it the way?